To order with a roll call, starting with Councilman David Jordan.
David Jordan here.
Testing Vince De La Rosa here.
Ed Delgado Gunto.
Brandon Stevens here.
Rolling in.
Okay, we do have a quorum. We'll ask the creator, thank the creator for all that is provided by the creator and humbly ask that the creator watch over us, our loved ones, our people, and our lands and the world, the uncle. Mm-hmm. Approval of the agenda. I'm asking that item one, open session, be moved to...
Thank you.
We move to executive session, and that we add onto the agenda extension of 90 days issue, contract issue. And I guess that will also go into executive session. Business committee?
Motion to approve the agenda with number 4, 1, and 3 being moved to the executive session.
Okay, we have a motion.
Support.
By David Jordan, supported by Tina Danforth. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. I have a note here. Patty Heft is on vacation. That is why she is not here today. And Melinda Danforth is on vacation, and that's why she's not on here today. So they're both excused. Okay. Oath of Office. Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee, Mike Hill and Carol Silva. Let the record show that Vice Chairman Greg Mattson is also here. Okay, on the agenda, open session. Four Fires refinancing proposal.
This is in relation to the Marriott Residence in Washington, D.C. Where, as the summary shows, in July 2002 is when the project was built with three other tribes. Since then, one of the three tribes, Viejas, has sold their interest to our remaining two partners, San Manuel and Potawatomi. So their shares are increased a little bit, but we still hold 25% of the original Four Fires investment, which owns 46.8% of the total project in Washington, D.C. The managing partner is Donahoe, and the debt that is still remaining on the project actually matures July of next year, 2015. But Donahoe, beginning in February, due to concern over rising interest rate market, they expressed a desire to go ahead and refinance early to take advantage of the interest rates that are still low. And at first, well, also because of the structure of the financing, any additional premiums that we take out on top of the original outstanding debt is a tax-free distribution to Donahoe. So they were interested in financing even more than the outstanding debt. That the property, as you see, is valued between $78 to $80 million would be an estimate. Right now, we haven't had the full appraisal done. That'll come shortly. But they're estimating $78 to $80 million value on the property. Outstanding debt, $33.4 million. Donahoe was interested in financing up to $54 million. It would still be less than, a pretty strong loan to book value. But they were interested in this tax-free distribution is why they were asking for more funds. In March, Four Fires representatives, we had a conference call to discuss it, and we chose to suggest to Donahoe to reduce the number from 54 down to 47 is where we asked them to settle at. $47 million refinancing, while it's a little bit larger than total outstanding debt of 33.4, it represents a number that would pay back all of the investors their original investments, the balance thereof. Oneida, we invested $3 million in 2002. We have $1.1 million outstanding of that original investment. This plan would pay us back $1.4 million. So it would pay back the balance of our original investment plus a little bit of an extra distribution. The debt service would decrease. I had a bit of a typo in there. Debt service is going to decrease about $400,000 per year when all is said and done due to the interest rates are a little bit lower than back in 2002. and as far as whether or not to proceed, there are basic, we're kind of the last one to act. The way the agreement reads is that there is no litigation if the partners don't agree. First off, within Four Fires, a member supermajority needs to agree on new borrowings. We just got this spreadsheet about the 25th of April, the last part of a week and a half ago. The timing fell so that on April 30th, both Potawatomi and San Manuel were able to take votes, and they have already voted to proceed. Our vote is the last piece as far as Four Fires goes. We didn't have a meeting last week. They had their meetings last week. And the member supermajority in this document means unanimous. 100% have to approve to go forward. If 100% don't approve to go forward, then dispute resolutions kick in involving mediation and arbitration and so forth. So the other two have already voted to proceed. If we don't vote to proceed, then we would be the reason for mediation, arbitration, and the whole thing falling apart.
You mentioned $400,000. Is that divided by the parties, or is that our...
No. That would be the savings in the annual debt service. Right now, our annual debt service is about $3.2 million. Well, the whole project. It's about $3.2 million. Actually, for the first 5 years, there's the debt service about 2.1 or 2.2 approximately. So it's about $1 million the first 5 years. But there is a property improvement plan due coming up in the next several years by Marriott International. And the project right now is about $5 million short of meeting that TIF plan that's going to be required. So Four Fires is recommending to Donahoe that we save money for that PIP plan that's coming up. And then after 5 years, the amortization would kick in. The debt service would increase to $2.7 million for years 6 through 10. And again, we're about 3.2, 3.1 right now is the annual debt service.
Larry and Vince.
Importantly, the original proposition was to go interest only for the first renewal, the term of the renewal, but we felt it is important to pay down the principal in the amortization given the positive cash flow of the asset. So the partners did agree that that would be the strategy brought forward. Given the possibility of rate movement, the expediency of a decision was why we added this item to the agenda. And finance formally is recommending we adopt the refinancing plan by motion. We would have liked to have had more time, but the partners feel that time is of the essence, given the possibility of the benchmark rate moving. And we did feel that, in good faith, the loan-to-book value still was a manageable refinancing strategy. Originally, the conversation was to take additional leverage as well and then extract that equity out of the partnership, but we felt that that was just taking debt for sake of extracting equity, which really doesn't add value to the capital structure of the asset. So we met with this proposal after a couple iterations of negotiating with the partners. And unfortunately, as Terry mentioned, the timing is such that they would like to have an answer expediently. Otherwise, we would certainly have waited till some point in the future.
Vince?
Well, this makes sense to refinance. So we know interest rates are going up. The only question I have is on the kicker or the bonus that Donahue will get the tax-free, is there going to be an equal distribution of that, or is how much is going to their books proportionately compared to the investors' books?
Yeah, the distributions are noted on the spreadsheet. Basically, what it represents is that all of the investors are getting back just slightly more than the original investments, the same percentages. For instance, the net capital outstanding for the TDC Southwest LLC, which is the main corporation formed with Donahoe, has an outstanding of $3.1 million. They would be getting back $4.1 million. We have an outstanding of $1.1 million. We'd be getting back $1.4 million. San Manuel has an outstanding of $1.8 million. They'd be getting back $2.4 million. So it's equal percentages.
So that's a reflection of the actual. I'm talking about the actual tax-free portion that they're pulling out. That's all I was asking about. Is that a reflection of that portion?
If your question is there a gross up?
Yeah.
It's proportionate to ownership, not tax liability, okay. If that's your question.
Okay.
So it's ascribed based on the partnership agreement. We, of course, do not have that tax burden or filing given the LLC. Donahoe does because they're a private developer. Yes, they do have a tax advantage given their filing rate, mm-hmm. But we have to honor the partnership agreement by its covenants as to distribution of capital, but very good point. We'd like to net that out, but
that would be
unfortunately
great.
The partnership agreement doesn't allow for that provision.
Greg?
So the return will be reinvested on the debt? Is that what you're saying?
Go ahead.
Well, it's a twofold mechanism. By refinancing, we're going to extract equity. Our portion of that's $1.4 million. So we're made whole on our original investment. As Terry noted, there's about a $400,000 improvement to cash flow given the reduction of rate. So the asset can then incur the utilization of those dollars to execute property improvement, new carpet, remodeling, painting, that sort of, to keep the property and amenities competitive. So I hope that answers your question. We're going to extract $1.4 million. As to the refi, and then there's an improvement to cash flow. if that helps. That's a twofold benefit in getting our original capital back. And again, originally they wanted to go on interest only, which we felt was not in our mind's eye as risk-averse as we would like. We would like to make sure we're paying that amortization down as to principal diligently over time.
So the $1.4 million comes back to the tribe?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What is the wish of the committee?
Vince? I think it's a prudent move. I would make a motion to approve the refinancing plan per the Marriott agreement partnership.
Support.
Motion by Vince Della Rosa, seconded by David Jordan. Discussion? Further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And can you just let them know right away that we approved it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. The other two items are in executive session, so we need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Motion made by Paul Ninham, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. We are now in executive session.
Make a motion to come out of executive session. David Jordan.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Seconded by Tina Danforth. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. We are out of executive session. It's 11:40. Regarding the Comprehensive Health Division request for increased compensation for physicians and health care professionals.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to have the executive team and finance meet tomorrow and bring back a recommendation for next week, Tuesday's executive session.
Motion by David Jordan. Do we have a second?
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa.
Mr. Chairman.
Vince.
And that's just tracking our in-place resolution regarding some of these related matters.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify. We'll do a roll call. David?
Yes.
Support, Vince.
Opposed.
Tina?
Support.
Opposed.
Opposed.
3-3. Am I right? Do we agree it's 3-3?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to support, not support it. Do not support the motion, so it's defeated. Greg?
A motion to support the request from the Oneida Health Center management to increase the provider wage increase and to come back to provide the BC with an update of the long-term plan for retention based upon health center and HRD team's recommendations within 30 days.
Second.
A motion by Greg Mattson, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? Oh, no, discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please signify. We'll do a roll call.
Can we add? What does he basically say? Repeat that again one more time, please.
Motion is to support the request from the health center to increase the provider wage and to come back and provide the BC with an update of a long-term plan for retention based upon the health center and HRD team's recommendation within 30 days, and that those funds be identified from the contingency fund.
I would rather we not, by specific, if you will, identifying contingency fund, that's contrary to prior motion, Mr. Vice Chair. Furthermore, that's contrary to the policy SOP with contingency, so we'll find it elsewhere.
Okay.
Please.
Strike that part of the motion.
And would we note that as a procedural section, exception
procedural
from the
exception?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only question I have is with that motion is it's a budgetary issue for right now. If we're approving that, we have no clue where that's coming from. So out of fiduciary responsibility, that's problematic for me.
And what? How much money are we talking about? Exactly, because I think if there needs to be some kind of an allocation taking from another source of funding, we need to know how much we're taking.
Does the motioner have the number?
The number was part of the presentation.
The PowerPoint identified the dollars coming in after the third quarter.
Which is what?
I don't have the presentation in front of me.
None of us do.
I know, but we got it. The amount was 116 for 2014, and then additional
upscale in 15, mm-hmm. and then decline again
about 90. Mm-hmm.
190.
Okay, we'll start with a roll call vote. David, support Greg's motion?
Opposed, but I have for a record afterwards.
Okay. Vince?
Opposed.
Greg?
Support.
Tina?
Abstain.
Support.
Support.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Extension, Tina Danforth, we do have it for the record.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I support the initiative, and I was willing to go with it, but I cannot support something that is being shot by the hip. We have no idea where this money is coming from right now that the motion was made for all that money. So I that's the reason I oppose, but I do support the initiative. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I abstain for the record because I am not clear where the funding is going to be allocated from. That's why I abstain.
Thank you. And I'll make a for the record motion is that this was not an attempt to shoot from the hip. Health care is a very serious issue, and we've been talking about it for a number of months, and we know this is a serious problem that we face, and it's a serious problem that affects the health and welfare of our people. Yonko. Okay, next issue. Is that part of the record, David? Oh, okay. Well, put it on the record. So tell us what.
Okay, for the record, it's our fiduciary responsibility to go with that budget, and if that's unbudgeted, we need to find out where it's coming from. Because now we're in a bind.
And yes, and also...
That's for the record. That's what my meaning was from by the hip, okay. That we need to have something in front of us, and we have nothing in front of us right now, Mr. Chairman. That's why... That's for the record.
Okay, thank you. And it is also our fiduciary responsibility is the health and safety of our people, Yonko. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next on the agenda is the... executive session item regarding
the extension
of the contract of our of Portrentmeister. Was either 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, or anything in between?
Motion to approve an extension of 60 days. For the sums and additional duties over housing construction, and would like to, I guess, include in the motion just as a note that that the individual provide a report to the committee on the progress of the area within such time.
You have a motion by Brandon Stevens.
Second.
Second by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Regarding the incident at the elementary school, where I asked permission to provide a report to you guys as soon as possible.
She's asking if this is an add-on.
It's an add-on, yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to add on the school incident to the agenda as asked in the executive session.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by David Jordan, seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn?
No. Motion for the chairman to provide a report to the business committee regarding the incident.
Okay. Does Larry need anything?
Support.
Does Larry need
motion by Brandon Stevens, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? In session. Abstained? Motion carries. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, David Jordan.
11:50.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Thank you.
Nobody help her carry or stop me there.
Motion to go back home and rest. The sinuses are just killing me.
You can tell.
I don't got a headache, but it feels like when you go in, when you ascend or descend from an airplane, like your ears pop. That's what
you keep doing. Thank you, counselor. What happened to your wing?
I got it fixed.
All the little things from the coffee.
Oh, okay.
The takeouts. Starting to add up. It's starting to add up quite nicely. Did I give you anything?
What?
Your sinus?